How is it different when you have a guy like Keenum, who's the guy now? I mean, you've certainly been a coordinator in those, but how is it different and how is that relationship developing with Case?
Well, Case is working hard. It's a new system for him. It's a new system for everybody, but Case is getting exclusively all the reps with the ones. We're not splitting them like you would if you didn't have an established starter. So he's getting more concentrated work, and it's paying dividends.
How much quicker can you install an offense when you have just one quarterback?
Well, I don't think it changes the speed with which you install, but he's definitely getting a lot of good turns and good rapport with those initial group of wideouts.
What have you seen in terms of growth from Paxton?
Well, Paxton's growing every day. He's learning more about football, learning more about defense. He's learning more about the way that he can be effective, at this level of football, which is completely different than college and a world apart from high school. So he's going through the process, and he had another good day today. He's doing a nice job late in the down, being real smart with the football. We have our times out there at practice where the ball, doesn't go where it's supposed to. We got to learn from when we stub our toe. But to Paxton's credit, after six OTAs, he's doing the best of the three in terms of protecting the football and making smart decisions, especially late in the down.
Schematically, on game day, is it more dependent on the system or the quarterback? I mean, what comes first, the system or the quarterback?
The quarterback would come first. Usually a sound system or one that's worth its salt. Is built around the strengths of its players. So the quarterback is the focal guy, and he's touching the ball every time. We want to do things that play to his strengths and really all his 10 teammates as well, whether it be the run scheme, the pass scheme, the protection, the deceptions, the deceptives, things like that.
When you say it's a different system, how much is different from what they had in the column plays down the stairs?
Yeah, pretty much all different.
Is that based on taking stuff that you've been with a number of different teams? Is that the result of conglomerating all of that, or is this something you've just honed in on over the years?
It's really a system that we built as a staff this offseason. We've got we had wholesale changes on the offensive staff. So we have our framework that I'm comfortable with, and that I can teach and call, in a timely manner. And then our staff has put together what we feel is a great system, for our players and especially our QB. So,
is that a conglomeration of the entire staff of bringing?
Yes, sir. Definitely, Woody. Yep, definitely. So, everybody, we've got a real strong staff. Curtis Modkins, our running backs coach, isn't here today. His daughter's graduating high school back east, but we've got a super staff, and so we've worked hard at it this spring, and these first 6 days have been very productive.
You've been around Case a little bit now, Coach. What do you see as his strengths? And is he perhaps maybe a little more mobile than we give him credit for in terms of getting moving around in the pocket?
He definitely was mobile last year in Minnesota, and he's been mobile when he's played for Houston and St. Louis before. So I think that's a great part of his game. He can stay on the move and remain a passer. He can process what he sees instantaneously. So those are good attributes to have, especially when things break down.
Garrett all those games last year. What is the anticipated step for a left tackle year 1, year 2?
Well, we want Garrett to clean up his level of play. He had a number of penalties last year that we can get corrected. They've been addressed, and we're looking forward to him playing a cleaner style this year and also just being better for us overall, both in the run and pass game.
Is the plan still to have Leary move to both guard spot, or is that still up in the
air? I'd say it's up in the air. Right now we're giving some guys some opportunities to show what they've got, and so we're looking forward to that day. As an offensive line operates best when they can work together as a unit. So right now we're not a unit, and we'll look forward to that day later this summer.
On that right side, you're rotating a few guys right now, trying to find one. Are you trying to find one, or are you open to doing what you did last year and having rotating guards?
Well, we'd like to have five guys that start and get working together, and all five of them start the entire 16-game schedule. That would be the aim.
Receiver group, is there an idea of these guys are interchangeable in different spots, or guys like DT, he's an outside guy, or how do you guys look at it?
Well, we're looking for good guys, number one. If they're good, we'll find a place for them. And so at times that's outside the numbers, at times that's in the slot. So we want to be difficult to defend without jazzing ourselves up, so we'll have different formations and motions so defenses can't key on us and start cheating the drill, so to speak. So between DT and Emmanuel and our two young guys that we've got in the draft from Penn State and SMU, all four of those guys are making a lot of plays day in and day out.
Where does it stand with the running back room? Have you ranked them? I mean, is it Booker the starter, or is that an open competition for that job with CJ gone now?
Well, they're all working right now. Book has the most experience, but the two young guys that we've got, and really the three young guys, including Phillip, are running with everybody. We roll them through so we can get a lot of good film and so they can improve every day.
What's the relationship with Gary Kubiak going to be when it comes to game planning?
I talk to Gary every day. I'm always picking his brain. So if they don't get him going with too much scouting duties, I'm looking forward to consulting with him, each and every day like we have this spring. He's at practice, and we love to get his insight and his feedback. It's invaluable.
Could you see yourself in the season working with him hand-in-hand in terms of putting things in or making decisions on?
I think that would depend on what his role and how it's defined by management.
Did he play a part when you guys all got together and establishing what you want to do offensively? When he brought that up, you said all of us got together. Was he part of that, or was he not?
No, I think he was in draft meetings or doing personnel at that time, yeah. But
it's time for a couple more guys.
Say this is a player-friendly offense. What does that mean?
Well, we're trying to make it concise. We don't want long-worded plays in the huddle. We've got three or four ways to go no huddle, and a lot of those are one-word calls. So we love for guys to know it like the back of their hand, and then they can just cut it loose and play. That's what we're trying to get done. And so that's why we've kind of brought the language from Atlanta or Minnesota or Oakland. And I've had time on task where I feel like it can be teachable, it can be learnable, and then guys can execute it and cut it loose out there on the field.
Is that something that you have noticed you need to do in this day and age, or is that some kind of something you've always held true to?
I think it definitely applies to this day and age. You're right. I know where you're going with that. But I think it just helps. We don't want to be thinking out there as players. We want to know what to do. And while a lot of football is X's and O's and what are we doing, when are we doing it, why are we doing it, the crux of it is how do we do it. And we really are training our players on how to execute these plays this spring, the technique. And, that's where our focus is right now. We've got them a system, but now we want to really train them on how to be sound Denver Broncos and really execute those plays out on the field.
Coach, the technology with the playbooks allows you to go back and actually look how long the players have studied, where they've studied. How closely do you guys track that?
We don't really try. I think we know whether our guys are into it or not. We've got a good group. So we're not wiping a lot of noses or babysitting. We've got a good group on offense, and they've been tremendously into it thus far.
One last one for Eric. What was it like having Peyton out there?
Yeah, fun to have Peyton out there, and fun to have DeMarcus Ware. Just made for a special day. It was our sixth day of OTAs, and the energy was great to begin with. And when those two guys are on the field, everybody steps it up a notch, that's for sure.